Hello, I'm Kathy Smith, and on this, the first day of October, 1985, I'm conducting an oral history interview with Mr. Truman Lawson and his sons, Glenn, who's 38, and Denny, who's 35. Mr. Lawson is the son of George and Letty Lawson and was born in Mercer County on February the 23rd, 1925. At this time, Mr. Lawson and his sons are involved in operating a 445-acre farm in which they raise dairy cattle, corn silage, hay, wheat, and grain. They are all active members of organizations such as Dairymen Incorporated, Washington County Dairy Herd Improvement members, and Southern States Cooperative members, and also the Farm Bureau members. And now, Mr. Lawson, the first question I would like to ask you is, where did you begin farming?
Where did I begin farming? Washington, yeah.
Washington County?
Yes.
Okay. Around what year was that?
Well, we'll just say after I got out of the Navy, 1948.
Okay. Is that when you came to this farm?
No. I was on another farm in Washington County, but that was not this farm.
Okay. Around what year did you come to this farm?
71.
Okay. When you came to this farm, did you come by yourself? Did you buy the farm and go into farming alone, or how did you?
No, my sons was with me when I came to this farm, when I bought this farm.
Oh, they were already here at that time?
They was already farming with me, yes.
Okay.
Matter of fact, one of them never did leave the farm. He stayed with me all along, Denny.
Okay. When you first started farming, then you lived on another farm. How big was that farm?
I had two farms when I bought this farm. I had one farm, 213 acres, and I had another one, 140. But they was separated, and I, in order to be more efficient or successful, whatever, I sold those two and bought the larger farm all in one.
Okay. So when you first started out, did you go into it as a young fellow, or was it you and your wife, or how did you start?
My wife and I, yes. I would say I was a young fellow. I've been farming since, I think, 48.
Since 1948?
Yeah, approximately. Yeah.
How did she help you out on the farm?
Every way. She milked the cow every time I did, and she helped me with the tobacco, stripped the tobacco. About all, anything on the farm, she helped me do.
Okay. Where did you develop your interest in farming?
By being raised on a farm, I guess. I just always liked the farm.
So your father was a farmer?
Right.
Where did he farm?
He mostly in Washington County.
Washington County. And what did he raise on his farm?
Back then, variety. Sheep.
Sheep.
Cattle. Pigs. Chickens. They had everything on the farm back then, yes.
Okay. Would you describe your family today? Could you, how are they involved in farming? Is your wife still active on the farm, or has she gotten a public job now? Or?
No, she's just mostly taking care of me now.
Taking care of you.
Yeah, right. She don't do much on the farm. Just to be a housewife and helping me, we raise a garden. She works in the garden.
Okay, so how many children did you say you have?
I have four children, two boys and two girls.
Okay, are the girls still at home?
No.
Okay, and the two sons, Denny and Glenn, do they help on the farm?
They do the farming.
Okay, they do
put
the
it
farming.
That way.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned earlier that you were semi-retired, so.
Yeah, I'm semi-retired, yes. I just help them very little. Fill in silos and shelling corn and stuff like this. Mostly a pretty good tractor fella yet.
Okay. And so, Denny, what more or less do you and Glenn do here on the farm then?
Oh, we milk and well, Dad didn't give himself enough credit. He does a lot more than just drive tractor. He's a little more active than that.
What do you think he does then, if he didn't give himself enough credit?
Well, he's a manager.
He's got it. Kind of puts out some of that money for things too then.
Yeah.
Equipment and...
Well, that equipment stuff, that's all in the cooperation. Company numbers. But he's still real active.
Okay. How did you, Glenn, become interested in farming?
I worked at General Electric for 4 years. So I was sack groceries, pump beds, and I worked at General Electric.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell how somebody, you punch a clock, it's different.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. That's a clock.
Truman, what way did, I think you already answered this maybe, did you and your wife help each other out on the farm?
Yeah, I think I answered that question a while ago, but we enjoyed making what we have today. Not if we have that much, but coming through life, we had our problems and plenty of them, but we've enjoyed making what we have today. We have a home,
four children,
four wonderful kids, children. So she's hit me all the way through and I give her credit for a lot of it.
Okay. Denny, you're married, right?
No.
Oh, you're not married? No. Glenn, are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Does your wife help out on the farm any?
She's a school teacher.
She's a school teacher. Mm-hmm. So she's more
she
involved.
She didn't have the opportunity.
Okay.
She has. Before I got married, she did.
Oh, she did?
She's got a farm back
there. Oh, so what type of stuff has she helped you on the farm with?
Well, as not as she hadn't helped me as much as, well, when I was in service, she helped Dad set the back of them before we were married.
So she has previously?
Oh, yeah, she's got back farms, background family.
Okay. You have a son?
Tim.
Is he interested in farming?
Very much.
Do you want him to go into farming?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want him to do it. I want it to be his choice.
Okay. Are you glad that you've gone into farming yourself?
Well, at the way it's at times, yes, and at times, no. You know, when you pay high interest rates, no.
Truman, you've been into farming, you know, quite a bit longer. Are you glad that you decided to go into farming?
Sure.
Did you ever work any other public work or anything
yes.
like that?
Yes, I worked public work.
What are some of the maybe advantages that you think farming has over public work?
Well, you work hard, but you can go fishing when you want to. You can go bird hunting when you want to. A lot of privileges you have farming that you don't have public work.
Okay. Approximately when you first started out farming, how many cattle did you say that you had?
Anywhere from 14 to 18 milk cows.
Milk cows.
That's what you called them back then.
And what about crops? Did you have?
I raised tobacco, a little tobacco, and a little corn. And, you always had to have horses on the farm back then to do the farming with, placing tractors. And you even raised sorghum cane back then and stuff like that that you don't raise today.
Okay. How many cattle do you all have now, Denny, that you all milk?
We milk about 100 head.
100 head. So that's increased a lot. Mr. Lawson, How were things different back when you first started out farming as compared to the way they are today? Could you give me an example of maybe some of the prices of things back then, and maybe Denny, you tell me how expensive they are today? Yes,
I sold tobacco back when I first started farming for 30 cents.
30 cents?
Yes.
And is that's 30 cents a pound?
30 cents a pound, okay. Yes. And milk at that time was $3 a hundred. But I didn't have any expenses to melt anything at all. Mm-hmm. So actually lived just as well back then, or maybe better than you live now. You didn't have as many problems. Mm-hmm.
Denny, could you shed a light on what the expenses are now for milk and what maybe you get for tobacco?
$1.80 last year. And we get $12.35 for milk.
So do you think are you satisfied with that?
Well, it could be better.
Could be better. Okay. Glenn, what crops do y'all raise here on the farm?
Well, we raise all of our feed for cattle, corn, right? Mm-hmm. Wheat. We put up all of our hay.
Okay. Do you think that by doing that you're saving a lot of money?
Oh, yes. You have to buy all your grains and hay. There's no way you can make a profit.
Around how much do you think you save by just raising hay alone?
What, price-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Almost back, what is like in 83, we had guys that paid $150 a ton for hay. And that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
So you save quite a bit of money by doing that then. Okay, yeah. Truman, could you describe your dairy operation when you first started out?
Very easily. I milked 7 cows and my wife milked 7. By hand.
By hand.
And it was pretty hard. But it's not all that great now either. You guys still got to milk them twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in from a day's work, a hard day's work, and then sit down under the cows and start milking them by hand. Well, it was a little tough.
Denny, could you describe the operation now, the dairy operation that you own?
Well, we don't milk any by hand. We have a double four hang bone with eight milkers. And we have automated takeoffs, automated feeders. All of our sides is fed. All we have to do is flip a button. It sounds like it's simple, but there's a lot more to it than that. But we got everything as much automatic as we can.
Okay. When you all first started out milking, what type of problems did you encounter?
The weather, wasn't it?
The weather landing up?
Winter time, when we first started.
Glenn, do you have anything you'd like to say about that? Is there some problems that you remember starting out with?
Starting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like Denny says, we had good wet winters, but then we built freestyle bar. All of our cows stay inside all winter, during the winter,
mm-hmm.
except on pretty days. And that hurt health.
What about financially? Did you keep some type of record? Did you find that a problem?
No, we've always kept records.
Okay. Who out of the three of you is in charge of the records?
Well, I keep the records.
You keep the records?
Yeah.
When you first started out, were you familiar with that type of book work?
No, we just picked it up.
You just picked it up. Did you think it was very hard to keep records of all that?
Well, it's not hard to figure what you're bringing in and what you're spending.
Yeah, so that really wasn't much of a problem then. Okay, Denny, do you remember Did government policies have an impact on your operation?
Yeah, they very much so. We have inspectors. We have to be a certain quality. Our milk has to be a certain quality. Our milk powder has to be so clean. And
what happens if it's not?
It gets degraded.
Degraded.
Yeah.
So what grade are you all right now?
Grade A.
Grade A. So, like, what are some of the main things that you have to do to keep up grade A standards?
Well, you have to have good herd health, have clean milk and water,
That's
pretty much it.
How often do these inspectors come in? I mean, can they just pop in any time? Do they give you warning? Or what?
They can come in any time.
Anytime. So like right now, they could be down there inspecting things then. Okay. Truman, how has your farm grown over the years?
What do you mean, how has it grown?
Well, did you start out with all 445 acres?
No. I started out as a tenant farmer.
Okay.
On my father's farm, mostly. Have 50-50 on everything.
On your father's farm?
Mostly on my father's farm.
Okay, and then you moved to this farm?
Then I started out on my own, bought my own farm.
Okay,
yes.
And this one. So how has this one grown?
Well, it's... this one has grown from approximately 60 or 70 cows to 100.
Yeah. So that's one way it's grown?
That's one way it's grown. And then,
are you producing more now then?
Producing better, more bushels of corn per acre and more tonnage of saddles per acre than it was when 10 years ago, say 10 years ago.
Okay. Glenn, what do you think some of the major problems are that you face today as a dairy farmer?
As a dairy farmer?
Mm-hmm. Or even a farmer in general, what do you think some of the problems are that you face?
Well, in today's time, the most major problem is interest rates, unless the farmer goes farm paid for. And most farmers don't, and they're faced with these high interest rates.
What is the interest right now?
Most around 13-14% interest.
Truman, what do you remember when you first started out farming? What do you remember the interest rate to be?
Well, when I started out farming, I borrowed money for 4.5% interest.
4.5?
True.
And that was back in what, 19?
19, I guess it was when I bought my first farm. I guess that would have been long about 1954 or something.
54.
Mm-hmm.
So 1984, 30 years later, now this is 85. So it's gone up to 13. Denny, how do you feel about that? What do you think that means it's going to be like in the next few years?
Well, interest rates could keep going up. They could come back down.
Just don't know. Okay. Glenn, what impact has mechanization made on the farm?
Oh, it's been a great improvement. You've got used to milk cow by hand, now we've got automatic rubbers.
Mm-hmm.
Used to pick corn by hand, now we've got shellers. It's just make farming easier. A lot easier.
What about the expense? You know, you've got these things that make farming easier, but around how expensive, you've talked about a corn sheller.
Mm-hmm.
How expensive is that piece of equipment?
Very.
Very.
Very expensive. I won't quote your price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Denny, what improvements have you all made in feeding and health practices here on the farm?
Well, we just... everything, like I said, while more, everything's automatic. We need to put up good feed. and we try to keep our cows in good health. We just try to manage.
Glenn, what about the vaccinations for cows? And is there, do you all, anything like that?
You vaccinate your calves.
How often do you have to do that?
Just once.
Once a year?
No, once, within 4 months.
Oh, and that's it then?
Carefully, the bang vaccination.
Okay, is that, so that's the only time you have to vaccinate them then? Okay. What about the milkers? How does that, the take off? How does that affect the health of the cows?
Oh, very much. Very much. It's a great improvement over the way it was. You just take them off by hand if you milk them. And if you didn't take them off at the right time, it'd give the cow mastitis. And with the new milker, it takes them off automatically when she's finished.
Okay, so what does mastitis, if a cow gets this, what does that do to it?
It costs you money.
Do you have to quit milking that cow?
I have to dispose of her milk.
Oh. So what is it, kind of like the milk's no good, it can really
well, you milk treat her for this mastitis, mm-hmm. and the antibiotic to use, you can't put that in your milk. You'll end up with bad quality milk.
Okay. Denny, or Glenn, rather, I asked you earlier, do you think your son will enter farming? You know, you have been in it for a while now, and you've seen the good points and the bad points. Have you tried to point any of these out to him? You know, you said you thought he would be interested in farming. Does he help you out on the farm now?
Oh, yes. Tim's 14. And he's a hand to us, really. I mean, he does what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think eventually if things stay good, Tim will farm.
You think he'll be farming on this farm eventually? You know, years on down
now,
the road?
Now, who knows?
Okay.
He may be on his own. He may have a farm of his own somewhere.
That's another question. Like, you know, now there are some guys that get out on the farm and their parents kind of push them, well, go to college. Do you think, like, did either one of you have a college education?
No.
Denny, you didn't?
That's my fault, too.
Do you think that, like, these guys that are going to college now, do you see that they have any advantage over you by going out and getting an education about farming and then going into it? Or do you think that they should just experience it like you all did?
Well, we've discussed this. I don't think it makes you a better farmer.
You don't.
But an education never hurt anybody.
That's true. So kind of like, if they did have that education and farming didn't work out, then they'd still have the education.
They've got the education to back up farming.
How do you feel like the education will help them in farming? If say they go ahead and get the education, you know, how's it going to help them out in farming?
How would, now you're going to have to clarify.
Well,
of course, that's about as clear as you can get. How will education help your farm better?
Oh, I can answer that.
Okay, go right ahead.
Well, like when I got out of the Navy and I went to farming, I went to veteran school, and we were talking about bookkeeping mm-hmm. earlier, and I learned quite a bit through veteran school how to keep books, to keep my record book. We had to.
Mm-hmm.
In 4 years of my veteran school, that one thing that he taught me is to keep in records. And I've kept record book ever since I've been on the, and still do,
mm-hmm.
on my personal stuff. So with education, which I don't have too much, if you would use it in the right way, it's nothing to replace education.
Right. So you kind of think that it helps in like management of the farm then?
If you use your education, of course it's not going to make you any money now, but it will.
Well, if you keep those books right.
If you keep your books right, but you can't let your education think that you can let the other fellow do the work and you can keep the books. You just don't work that way.
You got to be out there actually doing it, too.
You need to be, yes, especially this day and time.
Okay. Danny, do you think it's possible for the small farmer to compete successfully against the large ones in the cattle industry, dairy and cattle industry?
Well, he may not be able to compete with them, but he can make a living.
He can make a living.
If he manages it right.
Why do you think he really couldn't compete with a larger farmer?
Well, he just can't produce as much. He hasn't got the land, and he hasn't got the machinery.
Do you think that the smaller farmer has more benefits than the larger one? Or what are some of the benefits maybe that a small farmer has over larger ones, or vice versa?
Doesn't have a problem with large farmers.
The larger ones don't have the problems that the small ones, or the small ones don't have as many problems as the larger ones? Okay. Now I'm going to ask all three of you this question. Truman, first of all, you've been farming a long time, and what do you see in the future for the dairy farmer?
Well, right now it don't look too good, but hopefully we can hold our own and things. I've seen things down through my farming lifetime that would look very bad one year, but next year it would pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been about three or four of these years now that just keeps getting a little tighter each year. And right now I don't look good in farming at all. Tobacco or dairy or whatever.
With you saying that you don't think it looks very good, you know, would you want your grandson to really enter farming?
Well, first of all, it'd be his choice, but farming is pretty good life. It's hard to beat. That's my thinking. It might even be better than getting that college degree that we were talking about a minute ago. The college would be great, but a lot of boys get out of stay in time and get their college degrees, and then they get out of there and they still don't have a job.
Right.
So on the farm, you might not make much money, but you've always got a job.
Denny, what do you think? What do you see in the future for farmers?
Well, I just agree with Dad. It don't look too good right now.
What about as far as inventions or something like that, you know?
Well, they keep improving stuff, and I think that was real. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but it don't make the picture any brighter right now.
Okay. And Glenn, what do you feel about farming in the future?
Well, I don't know about the future, but watched the news on the TV the other night, and this boy says, "I'm fighting the elements." So I should say that's what we're doing. We're fighting the elements, farming.
Okay. Got a couple more questions to ask you on, and that'll be about it. Do any of you recall any events, such as a disease or weather-related events, that have presented a problem on the farm? Truman, you've been in farming a long time. Do you remember any major floods or anything like that back when you first started farming?
Drought is the most
one that comes to mind.
Yes, and drought can put you out of business real quick.
What year do you recall any drought?
I guess it was a couple of years back, 83.
83?
Was pretty serious for us in this Washington County.
How do you handle the farm? What problems does that present, and how do you handle it?
Well, you don't come up with very much feed for your herds of cattle and cows. You have to buy a whole lot of your feeds, so that...
Where do you buy it from? If everybody's having the same drought, I mean, how far away does that might mean that you have to go before you can find any?
Well, it's... other states is in Kentucky, and they'll ship in hay. They get shipped in hay out of other states.
that would have had better seasons.
So they kind of help each other out
sure.
then. Okay, Denny, do you have any events that you recall causing any problems for you when you started out farming?
We didn't brush more than he left the year before. And day three, we didn't have, it was just a bad year all the way around.
And Glenn, do you have any stories you'd like to
I was just thinking, one of the worst diseases I guess I've ever had was in 81. I bought my own place.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, interest was 10%.
In 81.
And before my loan was approved, it went to 13.5%. That's a pretty good disease, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Different type of disease. So, the last question I'd like to ask you all is if you have any thoughts that you'd like to leave us with about dairy farming in general. Truman, do you have anything you'd like to say about dairy farming?
Overall, it's a pretty good life.
A pretty good life.
Yeah.
And Glenn, what about you? What do you think about farming?
Well, I think we've summed it up all the way through this interview, what we think of farming, because other people got their idea. But the family farm. That's what it's all about. That's to me. I mean, you got your big corporate farmers,
mm-hmm.
but nothing beats family.
Family farm is just a good way of life. Denny, you have anything you'd like to leave us with? Any little note?
Well, farming is a good life. Sometimes it's a hard life, but to me, it's about the best.
Oh, I'd like to thank you three for taking your time off today to do this interview. I know we've had a few problems at the very beginning, but things have worked out, and thank you all very much. I really appreciate you all taking this time. Thanks a lot.